Indeed, this is Connect. We are looking at the media and technology industries here in Dubai, the UAE and the wider Middle East. We've got a whole bunch of great stuff lined up for you this evening, including coming up after 6:30, The Pitch. We're going to get a couple of advertising executives to try and sell the unsellable. First of all, though, we're going to look at some big stories in the media industry doing the rounds this week. Let's meet our panellists. First of all, Tara Rogers, the managing partner of Mojo PR. Tara, good to see you. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks for inviting me, Richard.
Also with us in the studio, we've got Paul Cardwell, who's the Executive Creative Director at the Brand Union. Paul, good evening.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And also in the studio, the managing partner of Motivate Publishing, Ian Fairservice. Hi, Ian.
Hi, always a pleasure, Richard.
Let's start with our first story this week. And actually, it's a story that I read on the front cover of one of your magazines, Campaign Middle East, at least the homepage of your website. And it's about creative talent in the regional advertising industry. The background is that back in 2008, famously, Saatchi & Saatchi boss Kevin Roberts described Middle East creative advertising as crap. But it may have turned a corner just this week, regional agencies scooping 8 awards at the Cannes Lion Festival, which is effectively the global Oscars for the advertising industry. Ian, you were there in Cannes for the advertising industry bash. What did you make of the creative talent on show? Crap or creative geniuses?
Kevin was just, I think he was after a bit of publicity with that comment. I don't think that that he ever really considered that everything that was produced, whether it was by Saatchi's, his own agency, or anyone else's here, was absolutely crap. It certainly hasn't been. But last week was very, very exciting. It was the best year ever for the UAE, for the whole region in Cannes. I was there for the advertising festival. You mentioned 8 awards. In fact, the region won 21 Lions in total, including 8 golds. It really was a fantastic atmosphere. Everyone was very excited from the region. Mimak Ogilvy with the return of Ben Ali won 3 golds and a bronze. Eddie Moutron, absolutely thrilled, described it as the crowning glory of his career. TBWA Rad, they won their first ever Cannes gold, and the first regional agency to win in the mobile category. They won for VIP Fridge Magnet for the Red Tomato Pizza campaign. So again, winning Cannes for gold, they said was the, you know, again crowning glory for their agency. And the really exciting thing for me was that we take every year 2 young creatives representing the UAE to take part in the Young Creatives Competition. We hold a national competition here with Motivate Val Morgan, and the team that we took this year competed against 42 national teams. We're talking about countries with massive populations, so it's. You know, for them coming from a small area like the UAE to compete with 42 countries, and they came out with silver, which was really fantastic. We've had a couple of bronzes before, but it's the first time one of our UAE teams has got a silver in the Young Creatives Competition. So it really was a great week. Mimak Ogilvy Dubai also won silver in the cyber category for the smallest IKEA store in the world. So it was great.
Tara Rogers, let me turn to you. Your thoughts on the creative industry. Is the Cannes Lions just a kind of self-congratulatory backslapping for the advertising industry? Can we take it seriously?
Well, I'm always looking at it from a PR perspective. I suppose the Cannes Lions have far more credibility than, for example, our Lynx ones, which have had a sort of notorious reputation for punting campaigns that weren't even real.
Wicked.
Oh. The criticism has been made before.
Would we do that?
Dear, oh dear.
So at least they are judging campaigns that are real, and the ones that were earned accolades from this part of the world were certainly interesting ones that harnessed exactly what's happening here and also demonstrated international stature. So the innovation of the Red Tomato Pizza Fridge Magnet, which earned fantastic PR coverage internationally before it received this award. So it really was.
Was the award that you could get almost a fictitious thing. You could get a fridge magnet that you just push a button and you'd automatically get a red tomato pizza. It was a hoax, but it was a great hoax.
It was a fabulous stunt, and it earned them international publicity. So that was really exciting. The Ben Ali one as well is a brilliant, brilliant campaign. It shows creativity, but creativity with relevance. So I think those are the important
things. The Ben Ali one has got loads of awards, hasn't it? It did well in Cannes, but it's also won awards in New York, here in Dubai.
It won all the Lynx Awards as well.
And it swept the board. I mean, it's a TV ad. It doesn't work really well on radio. You can't play it because it's a visual advert. But it's go online and watch it. It's on the TED.com. There's a lot of places there. And it's effectively what the advertising team did in Tunisia before the elections there to encourage people to vote. That was the purpose of the campaign. They erected in a very high-profile place a huge poster of the ousted leader, Ben Ali. And the idea was to shock people into thinking, if you don't vote, someone like this will come back. And eventually the public spontaneously pulled this poster down, and then underneath it, it reveals that, no, this was just a hoax. It was a way of convincing you to, or driving home the message that you should vote. Not you should vote for party X or party Y, but you should vote. You should take this opportunity you have and exercise your democratic rights. Doesn't work well on the radio. It's very much a visual advert, but Google it or go on YouTube because it is very, very powerful and it works very, very well. Listen, Paul, may I turn to you? You're the creative director at the Brand Union. I read some more balanced comments about the state of the regional advertising industry, the creative state of it, from Rutherford, who's the global head of the International Advertising Association. He gave an interview to a radio in business only a couple of weeks ago, and he was much more balanced. He said there's some really good work, there's some not so good work, standards probably do need to improve, but they're getting there. That was a more balanced view. Where do you stand?
No, Mr. Rutherford sets very high standards. I think that the region's very interesting. It's very difficult to put our work into an international context because our work has to be more polite. If you're working in the West or in America, you can use sexual jokes, you can use obscenities sometimes, you can use all kinds of things that aren't open to us. But I think that's made us better. I mean, the Ben Ali work, if you look at that film, it's a gentle, warm film. It's not an angry film. And it's coming from Tunisia, where the big movement started, where the Arab Spring started. They have every reason to be angry in there. But the film came out as warm, humane, compassionate. The people in it get angry at the poster, then they tear it down, and you see people smiling. So it's a beautiful piece of creativity because it's warm and it's reassuring and it's not confrontational. So it's an intelligent, sophisticated piece of advertising, as good as anything in the world, which the judges decided it was. So I think at our best, we're capable with being as good as anyone in the world. But of course, it's tougher here. It's tougher here. The audiences are different. There are many more restrictions on us than you have in other places. But restrictions are where good creativity comes from. The history of art, the history of literature, the history of music is about people working in restricted environments, pushing against it and producing something very different, dramatic. And I think that's starting to happen here.
A very quick final comment on each of you on this subject before we take a quick break and move on to our next subject. What's the pipeline like of creativity? I'm thinking of design schools or communication degrees or whatever it may be. Are these important? Are they creating young talent of sufficient skill to fuel the advertising industry, Tara?
Again, I'm not really qualified to talk specifically about the advertising agency. If we look at our agency, which does have an advertising arm to it, we start to see a lot of very creative young talent and, interestingly enough, young Arab talent coming through, ones that are really pushing the boundaries, that are taking a look at their culture and not only able to point holes in it, but to provide some sort of intelligent progress, if you like. We see it in the art world as well, the young Emirati artists that are really doing interesting stuff.
Ian, do you see that either in the cinema advertising through Motivate Val Morgan or print or online advertising?
Yes, I do. There's a growing pool of locally groomed talent, if you like. The communications graphic designs courses at the universities are very, very good, very well supported. We have a very large number of interns coming to us from the colleges and universities, and some very, very talented young people. Of course, you know, we can't overlook the fact that most of the talent is imported. That's still a reality, but there is there is a growing number of locally produced talent coming along.
Paul Cardwell, 30 seconds on this producing new talent.
Well, my studio is 80% Emirati, and they're great, and the young talent coming through is great, and the universities make a big effort to get practitioners to come in and talk all of the time. They're always on at me to come in and talk, and that's great. So they're really engaged and they know what they're doing.
Listen, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the tablet wars within the past 10 days. Microsoft and Google have waded into it, but should we really care here in the Middle East? We've got people running media businesses here. Is it actually going to move the needle? We'll get their thoughts shortly.